Now for another story on finding hidden value, this time from a tiny town in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. There's a retiree, a man on a mission there. He's taken the humble returnable can and turned it into a money-making machine for the local school. From member station WCMU, Amy Robinson reports, the school's sports programs are now running on empties.
In the small town of Paradise, Michigan, John Dreves is known as simply the Can Man. People in the community save cans for him. He collects them at school events. He finds them in the roadway.
We're on the lookout all the time.
Wife Zelna helps.
There's a can if we're going somewhere. And then you come back, well, we got to remember where they're at so we can stop and pick them up.
When he isn't out looking for cans or collecting them from local supporters, you can find him in his garage, also known as Sorting Central. Just a man and his cans. Lots of cans.
So I have to make sure that there's a 10-cent return on them. That's all.
He sorts the cans and bottles.
The bottles, I make sure they're empty and stick them in the box.
Cleans the returnables, reshapes the cans.
So if they're a little bit crushed, I kind of press that out.
And turns them in for cold cash. Well, at least dimes.
Other than that, I just keep busy at it.
Busy to the tune of 162,000 returnables and counting. Dreves began collecting cans 4 years ago. He helped the local school raise $400 in a can drive. But that's chump change now to this retired postal worker. He averages $400 in cans nearly every month.
One dime at a time.
The money goes to the students at Whitefish Township School. Specifically, it goes to the sports teams.
Good try, Jameson!
William!
To kids like Jameson, one of three sixth graders on the varsity soccer team. The school had to call them up in order to have a team. Whitefish Township School only has 52 students, total, grades K through 12. Jameson and his teammates were playing one of their last games of the season in new uniforms purchased with Dreves can money. Over at the senior class concession stand, Alyssa Ackerman, Kaylee Sluter, and Bethany Hayes cluster around the grill. In this small town where everybody knows everybody, they definitely know John Dreves.
I love him.
He's amazing.
He's awesome. He gives our money for the sports boosters.
Yeah, if it weren't for him, I don't think we'd have like half the uniforms we have and everything like that.
He's the sweetest man alive. I love him.
Over the past 4 years, Dreves has donated more than $16,000 to this school. That's equivalent to 1 year's total sports budget. Superintendent Pat Rowley says the gift affects far more than just players on a field.
Sports is so much more than just playing a game. I mean, the life skills, the dedication to a cause, the teamwork, cooperation, the respect, the pride. I mean, look at this.
Whitefish Township lost this game, but they played hard, and they do look good in their new uniforms. Dreves says just because these students go to a tiny school, they should still have opportunity, and he wants to keep supporting them, one dime at a time. For NPR News, I'm Amy Robinson.